are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Happy New Year and welcome to the first episode of 2019 of There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show. Are you one of those people who always make New Year's resolutions that are impossible to keep? Better yet, have you set personal or professional goals for yourself that you have not yet achieved? If this sounds like you, then stay tuned because my special guest and I are going to help you get focused and on your way to jump-starting your goals in the new year. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God, and it is my very transparent journey of facing my own truths, without placing blame, of course, as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide this conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover your life's purpose. And in doing so, together, we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. So with that said, I say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, this would not work if it were not for our faithful listeners. You're the ones to help to drive this show, and so we always want to hear from you. So if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, I invite you to call us at 347-324-5246, and then make sure that you press the number 1. But please remember that you only have to press the number 1 if you want to be a part of our on-air host queue and make a comment or to ask our guest a question. And we generally begin taking your calls right after our break at around 7:30, and my guest and I are certainly looking forward to hearing from you. And I have said this repeatedly, but I can't say this enough. I am so blessed and so grateful that God has allowed me to start this journey, which has given me then the opportunity to meet and partner with the most amazing women of purpose along the way. And my guest tonight is one of those women. And from the very first time that we connected, and I know that she will concur, our spirits also connected, and we both felt as though it was a God-purposed friendship and relationship, and he had placed us in one another's lives for a reason and a season, and I certainly hope that our season is a long one. And every time that we speak to one another, it's a spiritual experience. I kid you not. We are prepared to speak in tongues, cry, whatever. We do it all. And I'm so grateful for her friendship. And she has been a frequent guest and supporter of the show. And I can go on and on and on about what she means to me, but I don't want to take any more time away from her being able to bless you. So it is certainly without further ado that I ask you to join me in welcoming back to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Ms. Dionne Parker. She's a speaker, an empowerment coach, and the author of Girl, Get Your Swag Back, and the visionary behind the book, If Her Purse Could Talk. Thank you for joining me once again, Dee.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love coming on to this show. First of all, let me just say to your listeners, Happy New Year, everybody. Yes. Welcome to 2019. Welcome to the best season of your life. Yes. Thank you, Allie, for having me once again. And every single time we connect, you are absolutely right. I almost ran around my chair just as you were talking because our last conversation resulted in us having church.
So, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So I absolutely love having you and in my circle. And you are an amazing host. You're an amazing authoress. And everything that you touch is just incredible, and you bless us so much with the people that you bring onto your show and being transparent in your journey. And so I appreciate you, my sister, for having this avenue, this platform for many people who are out there trying to figure out what their next move is after a layoff and that there is life after layoff. And so I honor you today, my sister, for that and helping us to start our new year with thinking about something that's so incredibly important as how to achieve our goals. And so thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, if you can't tell already.
I know. Girl, I'm about to wipe some tears from my eyes, girl. We haven't even gotten started yet. Stop it. Stop it.
Don't go in yet, Allie. Don't go in yet.
Oh, it is always a pleasure to have you join me, and every time I get the opportunity to speak with you, I'm really excited, and to also be able to share you with others is even more exciting for me. But before we get into the heart of our conversation, just take a brief moment to remind our listeners about who you are and share a little bit about your journey, because it is really so powerful.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you, and also to your listening audience. My journey is just, whew, boy, it's just that. It's a journey. Mm-hmm. I'm Dionne Parker, and those who are listening, my friends and family, they call me Dee. I empower, first of all, I just have to say this, I empower ladies, leaders, and little girls. Mm-hmm. And the fuel behind that, of course, is my Heavenly Father, and I have my Mr. Parkers at home, and I absolutely adore my Mr. Parkers, so they keep me going.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get a chance to utilize all of my gifts and talents that God has given me, it comes out in that format of empowering ladies, leaders, and little girls. And I get a chance to do that by speaking into the lives of those that need a word. I get an opportunity to write books. I've written 2 books. Thankfully, God has used my hands to write those books. I have an opportunity to take women through master classes. I have a 6-week master class called Girl, Get Your Swag Back. And the swag stands for self-confidence, walk with God, attitude of gratitude, and God-given gifts and talents. And I tell you what, God had to help me get my swag back, and it's a continuous journey because I still work on my swag every single
day.
Every day. And he pushes me into different spaces and places, and he's allowed me to travel this wonderful world of ours and to become a global speaker pouring into the lives of ladies and leaders around the world. So I feel very, very blessed to be able to do that and to connect with other people.
Absolutely.
So that's a little bit about me.
Absolutely. And, yes, you travel the world, so you're world-renowned. If you haven't claim to that title, I'm giving it to you. You're world-renowned. There you go. Receive that right now, my sister.
You're so amazing. Thank you, Allie.
Now, I know I've asked you this question before, but I feel that it is so important and relevant to tonight's topic. And so I want to ask it again before we really get into the topic at hand about setting goals. I want to ask you, why is it so important for a person to pursue their life purpose?
Oh, gosh, my goodness. When we think about our purpose is not only just for us, right? God has called us to do things according to his will. And his will is much larger than our will. And to live our life purpose also means to help other people unlock theirs. And so I can't imagine a world of people who aren't striving to live that purpose that God has called them to live. And I know there are many who've not yet discovered their purpose or maybe have started and stopped in their purpose. But I tell you, it is life-changing, and it's not only your life that is changing, but it's the other people that your purpose touches that changes
right.
your life and their life, right? And
right.
again, it all ultimately goes back to our Creator. And so
mm-hmm.
that, to me, is the ultimate reason for us to strive to live according to the purpose that God has called us to live.
Absolutely. So what would you say are some of the consequences of someone not tapping into that purpose?
Oh, gosh, man. I tell you what, I think that they're multiple. You know, one, you don't live a fulfilled life.
Yeah.
And how sad is that when you know there's something that you should be doing on a deeper level? There's a longing and a desire for more. And that question that we ask God, I know, Lord, that there's got to be more than this, right?
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, the consequences of not being able to walk in that purpose is that you're not fulfilled fully. We're not fulfilling God's will and what He has called us to do. But again, it goes back to being connected with other people. If I'm not walking in mine and somebody is looking at me, especially my children,
right.
I want them to know that they have purpose, that they are called for multiple
right.
things. We are multifaceted human beings and we can do this and this. And so that to me is one of my number one consequences is that I have other people's eyes, other little eyes that are looking at me.
That are connected, right.
Yes. Absolutely, that are connected and watching to see what does she do? You know, what does it look like, you know, to walk in your purpose? And one thing that I would also say is that you don't have to apologize for walking in it.
Mm.
Right?
Ooh,
you
girl.
Don't have to apologize for walking in your purpose and being who God called you to be.
Absolutely.
And we all have different purposes, but honey, that is another whole other
conversation for another show. But, yeah, you said it. You hit the nail on the head. Someone else is waiting for you to get in position so that they can fulfill their
yes.
purpose. So if you don't get in position, then you're holding somebody else from achieving
right.
that, you know, their purpose and what God has destined for them to do. So that's very important.
Absolutely right.
And so here we are. We find ourselves yet again at the start of another new year. Boy, time has really flown. And, you know, it's one of those times where you and I both know that there's a large majority of people that start out by making these New Year's resolutions. And so
right.
I wanted to ask you, are you one of those people that makes New Year resolutions? And if so, why or why not?
You know, Allie, you and I had this conversation. I remember we started talking about this in 2018 when you had your show on you know, calling in and testifying. And I remember we had this conversation as well just a couple of days ago. We were talking about this.
Right.
And, you know, when people set resolutions, it's really just a matter of stating what you plan to do, right? It's just a statement
right.
of what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no meat behind it unless you put meat behind it.
Mm.
And so I don't want to talk about it. I want to be about it. And so I remember, you know, back in the day when it was, you know, I was learning about, when I was young, learning about, oh, New Year's resolutions, oh, that's what we do. I'm going to do this, and that's going to, all of a sudden, the switch is going to flip, and I'm going to all of a sudden do these things.
Right.
And then none of them happened because there was no meat. There was nothing connected to it. And so I don't set New Year's resolutions. I don't, you know, I know we all, and I want to say this, we all set them, right? We all set
yeah.
resolutions. We say things, but
yeah.
I don't stop there. That's what I really want to say. I don't stop there and just
gotcha.
Saying something to just
okay.
be saying it.
Right. So what would you say are the major differences then between setting resolutions, making resolutions and setting goals?
The actions that you put behind it, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the major difference. So when we say things just to be saying them, that's fine. That's great. Or even when you just write down a couple of words on or a list, that's great. But what are you going to do about it? Where's the strategy behind it?
Right.
You know, there's got to be strategy attached to a goal. And then there has to be accountability attached to the strategy, right? And the action. So that's the major difference between a resolution and really setting a goal. And when I think about setting those goals, right, another major difference is that your goal should fuel your ambition.
That's good.
That's the difference between a resolution, saying something, and then the goal that you're setting, it should fuel your ambition. And so that to me is a huge difference. And if that doesn't do it, then you've got to go back and revisit that goal or or whatever you just said.
Right. So really, you may have just kind of said this, but why should people even set goals, try to set goals, and what do goals help us achieve? Because somebody might say, well, you know, why should I even set goals, you know?
Yeah, when you set goals, right, there's multiple reasons. And one of them first is to really to help us to go back and believe in the thing that we say about ourselves and what God created us to be. Mm-hmm. It helps us to clarify things and my capabilities, right, things that I can possibly do. And it also helps us to aim for those things that are limitless and you know, without boundaries and things that you thought weren't possible. That's why it gives us that inspiration to truly aim for the things that you never thought might be even possible for you to achieve.
Wow. That's good. That's really good. And, you know, we also, you and I, in a previous conversation, you said something that was really good, and I wanted to talk about that. And you had a really good way of describing this. And so I want you to just kind of share a little bit about what the difference is between fluffy goals and challenging goals. I love that. I was like, when you said it, I was like, what did you say? Fluffy?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yes, and I sometimes have to fix my face as a coach because I see, you know, when I'm teaching or when I'm coaching, I ask the people that are in my class or whoever I'm dealing with at that time to set a goal, and I want to see it. I want them to write a goal statement. When I get it back, I look at it, and I pull it apart, and I can tell that if it's fluffy meaning that I just put some words on paper that said, I'm going to lose weight this year. That's fluffy. That is really, woo, that's real fluffy. And so meaning that there's no concrete action behind it. There's no deadline. There's no specific number. It's not measurable. How am I going to know when you did this? Let's get specific. And so I start to poke holes in it. And then we start to really get to the nitty-gritty of what is an actionable, achievable, concrete goal. And so what makes the difference is when you can say a specific, I'm going to do X, whatever that means, and if I'm saying I'm going to lose weight, how much weight? Okay, great, so you're going to lose 15 pounds, okay? When are you going to lose the spine? Okay, and then where's the how? What are you going to do to help you get to achieve that goal? And so that's the difference between a concrete, achievable goal and a fluffy goal. And so I know people have probably heard the acronym SMART, right?
Right.
The SMART goal.
I was just getting ready to ask you about that, the SMART goal. Tell us what that acronym stands for.
Yeah. So when you think about SMART goals, they're specific, meaning that there's a detail in there. It's not very broad. It gets to target something. Measurable. There's something that I can measure. If I say I'm going to lose 15 pounds, I can definitely measure that I'm going to be losing 15 pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's attainable, right? Attainable or achievable, meaning I didn't set this huge, huge goal knowing that I'm not going to be able to do this in a week, right? It means that I can attain this. When I think about the R in that, it's the realistic. Is it realistic? Is it relevant to your life? And meaning that, does that goal connect to your larger goals? Is there a connection to everything that's going on? Maybe that passion in you, maybe that purpose. Your goals need to be relevant and realistic. And then that time, the T is for time bound, meaning set your deadline. What is your start date? What is your due date? When are you going to do it by? That is the hardest point for people to do, is to actually set and put a deadline. It's hard for me too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we talked about this when I was first starting to, had the goal to write a book. I had a mentor friend of mine. She held my feet to the fire, and she said, okay, so what's your due date? And I was like, what?
Yep.
And she said, give me a date. And I was like, oh, what? Give me a date. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
But that she was right. She said anybody who's pregnant with a purpose has to have a due date. She said, I don't know no woman that walks around forever pregnant.
That is right.
And it's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. Yes. She hit me over the head with that one.
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot of people, who, and including me, let me make sure I'm pointing all five fingers over here back at myself, because what happens is we don't want to set the date because it means that we got to do something about it.
Yes.
That date is looking at me, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, gosh. Oh, it's creeping up, and I said I was going to do this by this particular date, and I'm looking at it, and it becomes, there's a certain amount of pressure that comes with setting a date.
Absolutely. And see, just to your point, going back to the fluffy goals, what resonated in my spirit while you were talking is the fact that I think people set fluffy goals because then if they don't achieve it, then they're not being held accountable. So they're afraid to be specific about what they plan to do and how they're going to achieve it, because if they don't achieve it, then people are not going to say, well, you didn't do this, that, and the other.
That's right.
So
that's
like a safe zone for them, the fluffy goal.
That's exactly right. That's why most people do not set a date. They don't get real specific because, there's three buckets, right? There's three buckets why people don't achieve or attain their goals, and I put them in. And I call them, these are my three buckets, fear, failure, or foes. And foes, meaning other people, foes, folks, whatever you want to call them, fear, failure, foes, or folks. And the reason why... You know, that's why we'll set those fluffy goals, because the fear of it, it might be too big. If I get too specific, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I have the resources, skills. Can I actually really do this? This scares me. And then the failure piece is because either I am afraid to fail or I have failed before. So it keeps me from trying to achieve this goal or set it again or, reset and come back and think about it again. The foes or the folks are people around you that are your goal. I call them goal gobblers. They will gobble up your goal in a minute, right? And you can tell them, and here they come. We're coming against what you decided that you're going to do. And so you can't tell everybody what you're going to do.
Oh,
you need to have that accountability partner, right? Somebody that's going to hold you accountable. But you can't have everybody. And Allie, remember you were talking about something about the bus. Do you remember the bus?
Yes. Not everybody who gets on the bus with you at the first stop is meant to get off the bus with you at your final destination. Some of them got to get off in the middle. Some new people have to get on. And that goes back to what I always say, people come in and out of our lives for a reason and a season. It's up to us to determine who is who and for how long and what purpose they serve.
That's right.
With your purpose.
Right.
You got to learn how to set boundaries and know when to cut them loose. And that doesn't mean that you don't speak to people, but they may not be a catalyst towards you achieving your goals and your purpose.
That's right. That's right. Not everybody's going with us, right? Not everybody's going to the next or final destination, I think, as you put it. And we have to be okay with that, because sometimes we need, especially when we are trying to achieve something, there are people that we're going to put in line with us because they have a resource or they've accomplished that before, and you need to be able to connect with them at that time. Doesn't mean that they're not, still a part of your circle, but they may be a part of your constellation, right? That's that constellation circle, and those are the people that we reach for when we need to understand how to do a specific thing that they may have expertise in.
Right.
And so that's okay. That's totally okay. But I definitely, I feel you with the bus. And
oh, my God, that bus. Ooh, you ain't got to go home, but you get it. Got to get up out of here.
You got to get up off my bus, and you can.
You got
come
to
back.
Get. It's true because people, like you said, you can't tell everybody your dream and
right.
your vision and what God. Not everybody's going to get it, and you know what?
No.
God is not going to email everybody your purpose.
Mm-mm.
It's not
no.
for them. It's your purpose. So they
right.
may not get the memo.
That's
and
exactly
that's okay.
right. That's exactly right. Not everybody can see your vision the way that God gave it to you, right? And when I remember when I was writing Girl, Get Your Swag Back, mm-hmm. you know, the name, and as I was telling certain people, they would laugh, and they would think that that was funny. And it is. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, it wasn't meant to be humorous, but God gave it to me just like that. And
right.
so as I started breaking it down and explaining what swag stood for and started going into each of the letters, then it was like, oh, wow, okay. But there are still people that didn't get the vision the way that God gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about you sitting down and setting your goals, it really needs to be inspirational to you first, right?
Yes.
It needs to
Ooh,
inspire
you
first. And if
yes.
you are not inspired by the goal that you're setting, or if it doesn't have anything to do with the ultimate goal of walking out your purpose or in your passion, you've got to really think, is that something that needs to be on your goal list?
Right.
Is that a God goal? Right?
Right.
Is that a God goal? And
right.
and so we really have several different ways to achieve them and go about it, but I really do believe it's starts with you really connecting with it first. If you can't
Absolutely.
Connect with that goal, you are not going to walk it out. You're not.
Right.
It's
and
going
you know
to
what?
Land on the floor.
Yes, absolutely. And I was just reminded while you were saying that, I know you remember the movie War Room.
Mm-hmm.
Not War Room, I'm sorry, The Shack. Did you see the movie
oh,
The
yes.
Shack and read
yes.
the book The Shack? Well,
yes.
If anybody who's seen that movie or read the book knows that God came to the main character in the form of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wondered why he did that, and it happened to be an African-American woman. But
mm-hmm.
that message in that was that God came to that character in the form that he knew that he would best receive.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it was in the form of somebody who was kind to him when he was
yes.
young.
Yes.
And so, you know, I say it that to say God is going to come to you, and when he gave you swag, that is what he knew the people needed and that the best way that they would receive it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Through
mm-hmm.
that humor
Absolutely.
And through that what was going on in the sign of the times, because everybody was talking about getting your swag back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to you in the way that he knew that the people would receive it.
Exactly. You got it. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was so interesting. I had just watched The Shack again. I've watched it so many times.
I've watched
and
it
I
all
just,
the time. I love
I
it.
I just literally watched it like a couple days ago and was explaining that very thing to my son, that the reason why God came in the form of a woman is, again, is because he could receive it that way. And so I think you make such a very good point about how God gives us all vision, which our visions then, you know, how we walk that out turns into strategies and goals, right?
Yes.
And so I think that that's so important for us to be able to see how God gives us something. And he's not going to give it to me the way that he gave it to you, Allie. There's life,
right.
life after layoff. He gave to you the way that you could receive it first. And then how you would be able to take it to the masses. Very good point.
Absolutely. And, you know, at this point, I think I want to wind down and take a short station break, because then when we come back, there's something that we got to talk about that you have going on that I think the people are going to want to hear about. So if you hang in there with me for a minute, we'll come back and we'll continue this great conversation with my very special guest, author, speaker, and world-renowned empowerment coach, Ms. Dionne Parker. I'm Allie, your host, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff radio show, so please stay tuned.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back, and if you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at uptomeradio.com. That's up, the number 2meradio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us from 7 to 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. And you can also follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, it's not too late. You can reach us at 347-324-5246 and then press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. So we are going to continue this powerful, powerful, inspiring conversation with my special guest tonight, Ms. Dionne Parker. And Ms. D, you there?
I'm here.
All right. So before the break, we were kind of talking about SMART goals and why that's important. But there's something that we need to talk about as we lead and get people focused on setting the correct goals for the new year. I know you've heard people say this many, many times, and I've heard a lot of people say this and make this statement. The statement is, that they say, I'm living my best life. What does this statement even really mean, okay? What does that mean? Break that down for us so we can all understand.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I hear it. We got the song, I'm living my best life. Okay, you realize that I cannot sing there, but I gave you all a little bit of that. But when I think about this, the answer to that question is really left up to how you define it, right? Mm-hmm. How you define what your best life is. I can't define what your best life is, Allie. But what I do know is that we have people who are out here posing like they're living their best life,
mm-hmm.
especially on social media. No, I'm just saying we are not all living our best life, because if
right.
we were, that means we would be achieving the things that we really set out that we were. That we wanted
mm-hmm.
to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are several people who are struggling trying to achieve things and get things off the shelf and to do things that they've longed to do for years and know that God called them to do that. And
mm-hmm.
so to me, living your best life is how you define it, but it's really also how God has defined it for you. What is it that God has called you to do to live your best life? And are you hearing him, and are you doing it?
That is so, I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'm glad you explained it in that way, because we actually talked about this in a weekly Bible study group that I participate in. And the pastor who leads that group, he said it. He said, so many of people are just slinging that phrase around loosely, but not really understanding and knowing, okay, when you say that, are you including God in that? Are you
mm-hmm.
living your best life outside of the will of God? Because
right.
if you are not including God in that, then it's not your best life. So
that's right.
You think about that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And God called us to live an abundant life, right?
Yes.
And to me, I want all that he has for me. But it also
mm-hmm.
requires me to be obedient to what he has called me to do in order for me to truly have this life and have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think about, you know, the different things that each one of us have, you know, to do and that's in front of us that might really feel very larger than life. And sometimes we want to go around it and under it because it's hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't always come in a small package, and you're like, God, you called me to do that? That? Wow, I don't know how to do that. So I'm going to go over here and do the thing that I think I know how to do, and that's
yeah.
my best life. But
right.
really, if you are connected to the thing, that thing, or those multiple things that he called you to do, that is truly living your best life. Absolutely.
Right. So in your opinion, though, do you really believe that in this time that we're living in, that people are truly doing that, living their best life? Or you think a lot of people are fronting? breaking in front.
I shouldn't say that people aren't. I do think there are people who are truly living out their best life because they're connected to the vine, right? I do think that. But I do think that we have people who are hobbling along. And I've seen them, and I've seen them in a broken space, and I've seen them in spaces where, you know, they need somebody to just give them a little push. I've seen that. And
okay.
So, you know, and that's where we, you know, we can get into that Band-Aid conversation and we're putting on that mask, you know, and limping along. But I have seen that, and I think that it's such a sad place to be. When I know that there are many of us that could be doing a lot better. But it requires all of us to be able to be connected. And it goes back to what we talked about, living in our purpose. And when I'm living in my purpose, I connect to other women or other people and help them to live in theirs. But
right.
if we're not standing upright and being able to do that, it's hard to be able to unlock somebody else's purpose and help them with theirs if we're not all trying to do that. So
right.
I think there's space and room for us all to live out our best life.
Right. Very good. Now, here's something that's, I'm so glad that you're on here that you can talk about. You have developed a masterclass that's focused on helping women who are ready to jumpstart their goals in this new year. And so I want you to please take a moment to share with us about this powerful resource.
Yes. I'm super excited.
Yes.
And let me just share the truth about this. Just a Girl with Goals is the name of the masterclass. And God gave me that last year. But, you know, he gave me the vision last year. He, you know, of course, we know the scripture of you know, write the vision and make it plain. But we also have to wait for it, right? And so this is the year that it was supposed to be pushed out. And so Just a Girl with Goals is really, it's just an incredible way for women to connect with not only other women who are trying to achieve their goals, but to really fuel your tank and build your courage muscles to be able to walk out those future goals. This is a 90-minute virtual masterclass that's going to help you to revisit your past achievements and refocus your vision. It's going to help you release your dreams and turn those into actionable and attainable goals, not just dreams, because I think that, you know, a goal without a plan, I love this quote I saw, a goal without a plan is just a wish. I love that.
Yes.
And so I didn't write that, but that was good.
Yeah, it sure is. That's tweetable.
That is tweetable, and it's real good, but it's true. So we also are going to recognize our barriers and put steps in place to conquer those, because I think as we start to plan goals, you've got to know what are your barriers that are going to come up against your goal and what's your plan B, because you can't walk into a goal without knowing that there may be a barrier of time, resources, you might get in your way.
Right.
Know what's your plan B so it doesn't catch you off guard. But we're going to talk about how do you craft realistic goal statements and achievable timelines and really identify those people that are in your life that you deem accountability partners.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need somebody to pressure test your goals. So we're going to talk about that. In the class, there's two date options. Sunday, January 27th. Remember, this is a 90-minute masterclass for that day, Sunday, January 27th at 7 p.m. And then there's Tuesday. So if you can't make it on Sunday, you have a second option, Tuesday, January 29th at 7 p.m. And so we'd love to have you. Right now I'm running a special for that masterclass. Get this, ladies. This is only $24.95. And that expires, that price expires on the 11th of January. But I tell you, where are you going to get a master class like that?
Right.
$24.95. That's a special offer because the original price goes up after that. So I want you to take advantage of that, okay?
Absolutely.
So
and guess what? We have a special giveaway that we're offering to one of our faithful listeners. So what I'd like to share, and out of the generosity of Miss D's heart, the first listener who emails me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com this phrase, just a girl with goals. Again, I'm going to repeat the key phrase is just a girl with goals. If you email that phrase and say that you heard it on There Is Life After Layoff radio show to thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, guess what? You will win a complimentary registration to participate in this wonderful masterclass.
Yes!
Yes, but you must email me by January 10th because after the on the 11th, the price of that registration is going up. So please email me before January 10th. And the first person to get that key phrase into me will win a complimentary registration. And
yes,
I thank you, my sister, for offering that, for being so generous with that.
My pleasure, my pleasure. I want to see women walking in their purpose, upright, achieving goals, feeling confident, building those courage muscles, because I believe there are gifts in every last one of us. So books,
yes,
and weight loss and healthy living and all of that. There is so much to come this year. I'm super excited about,
yes,
that. So I want to just be a part of the solution here, the part, or maybe the proactive piece. So I'm
absolutely
super excited.
Absolutely. And so now, why don't you share with us a little bit about the SWAG University and any other upcoming events that you might have planned for the new year?
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. So the SWAG University, if you go to my website, and let me make sure that you, I have to say this, because if you don't put it in there this way, theswaguniversity.com, I don't know where it will take you. So you do need the. I cannot be responsible if you go
right
anywhere else. So theswaguniversity.com. And remember, SWAG stands for self-confidence, walk with God, attitude of gratitude, and God-given gifts and talents. And at the SWAG University, we are offering several different resources right here in order for women to be able to build those different areas. The first we have is our six-week masterclass that's coming up. We actually have a cohort starting February 3rd, and we're doing, again, some special offerings. You don't want to miss this. This is a six-week series. We break SWAG down, and it's a private cohort, so you've got to register for it. I have seen women freed from this and broken this off of them and walking into their purpose. I have some wonderful testimonies out there from these women, but we will be able to take you through that course. So you want to get plugged in. Again, that's February 3rd. If you go to theswaguniversity.com, you'll be able to see that. So be a part of our first cohort for 2019 and get your swag back.
There you go.
We've got a few other things that are going to be happening as you keep watching. You want to join our Girl Get Your Swag Back private Facebook page, and you'll be connected with all of the events that are coming up for this year. So, one last thing, Allie, just wanted to say. Mm-hmm. If you cannot do the six-week virtual masterclass for SWAG, there is a self-guided experience. Let's say you are a woman on the go and you just can't plug in and you want to do it on your own time. We have the self-guided experience where they can actually just plug in. It's video-led. They can do it at their own pace, listen
wow
to the videos, and do the work. And if you so desire, you have a small group, at church, or even, on the university campus or in the corporate office,
mm-hmm,
you can do the small group and be certified as a host leader and take your own small group, book club, social group, whatever, mom group, through
that's
the experience.
Yeah,
great. So there's three different ways you can get involved.
Awesome, awesome. And so tell us a little bit more about how they could find out about your journey and other services and also follow you on social media.
Yeah, so I'd love for you all to, you can check out, again, the SWAG University. You can go to deonparker.com. My name is spelled D-E-Y-O-N-N-E, Parker. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on the social media sites. So you can get plugged in on LinkedIn as well. pick up a copy of Girl Get Your Swag Back. Order the book. You can also order our book, If Her Purse Could Talk.
Yes, woo-hoo. It's a powerful book. Powerful book.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, 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 yes. And Allie is one of the amazing authoresses in that book as well. So she is also just, I mean, her purse is open and amazing. So you guys can get plugged in that way. And I'd love to connect with you. So look out for us and connect with us, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you will, my sister, this is something that we kind of talked about before the beginning of the show. There are so many people out there right now who may be going through something. Somebody may be impacted by the government shutdown. And, you know, people going through tough times, deaths and just all kind of things going on in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, my sister, if you would lead us in a word of prayer for those hearts and those broken vessels out there that may be tuning in, who may just need a word
through
you.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And I totally agree. I know that there are several people who are hurting and that they may feel forgotten about right now because they don't know where their next check is coming from to pay the mortgage or the groceries or the car note or whatever that might be. And I'm super excited that you even said that to people who are listening because we don't know their story.
Right.
And so I'd love to invite us to God's throne. And so I hope that whoever is listening, you can just even stretch out your hand if that is you. Heavenly Father, we honor you. We honor you. We adore you. We just absolutely love you, oh God. We know, Lord, that you want more for us than we want for ourselves, Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you created us to be. And, Father, we thank you that you come to see about us in our time of need, Lord. You said that you would never leave us, Lord, never leave us, even when we are hidden, even when we are walking in shame and brokenness, Father God. You said you would never leave us. And I believe that, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, I ask right now for those who are hurting right now in this season, Lord God, be it brokenness, Father God, be it in financial straits, Lord God, be it just in depression, anxiety, fear, whatever people are feeling in this season, Lord God, I ask right now for peace, Lord God. Give them peace, Father God. Restore their joy, Lord God, right now to know that you know, Lord, and that you have their back, Father God, that this is not the end of their story, oh God, but that this right here, Father God, is just a moment in time. This is just a season, oh God, but that you have more for them, Father, that this is not the end of their story, and you will get the glory after all of this, Lord God. So I thank you right now, Lord God. I trust and believe, Father God, that you are healing right now, that you are restoring, Lord God, right now as I speak, as you are giving me the words, Father God. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you, oh God. And, Father, I ask also for a prayer for those who are in office right now, Lord God, that you will press upon their heart, oh God, that you will press upon their heart, Father, and that you will give them the wisdom, Lord God, to know that this is not of you. So thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. And I just absolutely adore you, Lord. In your name, oh God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. That blessing.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I love you and I appreciate you. And thank you for your friendship, for your support. You are always welcome back on the show anytime. You know that. My door is open.
I absolutely love you.
I know God has a lot of great things in store for us collectively and individually. So I thank you and I bless you and bless your family. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, my sister. And I as well adore you. And thank you again for your gifts and talents that you share with us every single time that you pick up the microphone to speak. It is a blessing and it is an encouragement. So I thank you. Thank you for always sharing your platform. You're so amazing, my dear.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
All right. So now, before we close out the show, I want to remind you to please become a subscriber to the show by visiting the show page on uptomeradio.com website, which is at up2meradio.com. And that is also where you can access all of the past recorded podcasts. So if you've missed something, then you can catch up on what you've missed there. And we are also available on iTunes and also on the mobile app Stitcher, which is a free downloadable app for your mobile device. And you can also, you can find us both on iTunes and Stitcher by just simply searching for Up to Me Radio. And please remember to visit my online store, my website at thereislifeafterlayoff.com, and that is where you can purchase a copy of one or both of my books, which are perfect for meeting your goals to read more in the new year, okay? So as always, if you want to contact me directly, you can do so at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, and you can also connect and follow with us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter and on Instagram at AllieWard45, and you can follow Up to Me Radio on Twitter by searching for Up to Me Radio. And you can also like us on Facebook by searching for There Is Life After Layoff and Up to Me Radio. So once again, on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us, and I look forward to bringing you even more exciting programs like this and content like this in this new year. And I hope that you will continue to tune in as we strive to not only put goals back into your life, but throughout this entire year. And so until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. And know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself. No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord. I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you lose. That's when your breakthrough will begin.
Testimony.
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 mess, yet we must trust and believe. For the only freedom I have ever known has come from you alone.